Rokan Show with Anna DeBlancis right here, 720 WGN. All right, now, there's a lot of confusing stuff here.
Right, off the air, you were working the phones there a little bit to try to handle the trick-or-treating in your neighborhood. We've sent Violetta and our producer, Jeff Carlin, out to handle that.
Yes.
How's it going? Did you get any sense about that?
So they're using this this fancy technology that we have in radio. Mm-hmm. That allows them to broadcast from my house back to the station, then to everybody.
How about that?
Because right now, Violetta Pottermedic is at my house handing out. Well, I had no Halloween candy either. This is a big problem. Kaz is with us, and you know,
it's weird that without candy, it's hard to pass out.
Not the same.
Kaz, let me explain to him. Glenn Kozlowski, you know him, you love him, from the Hampo B with Kaz show. Mm-hmm. We heard before and after many of the Bears games, and that's no different tonight. 7 o'clock, you're going to hear them do the pregame, and then after the Bears game, you're going to hear them scream, yell, and pound the table.
Grumpy old men.
Mm-hmm. Now I realized this morning when I was leaving the house, I realized, hey, it's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have anybody, you know, and I live in a kid-friendly neighborhood, lots of kids.
You don't
want
to get egged. Right.
No.
So you gotta get the candy because they'll attack your house if you don't have candy.
So I didn't have candy and I had no one to hand out the candy because I live alone.
Big right. problem.
That's a big problem.
And you're on the air for the prime trick or treating hours.
Right.
So what do you do?
Right. So then Jeff, our producer, thought, hey, you know what we'll do? We'll send Violetta over to your house.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized there's no candy. So what Violetta did is Violetta, who
Echo. It's Halloween.
It was very
lives
odd.
In a cave.
I liked it.
That was very odd.
Or a Russian submarine or something.
It was something very strange. So Violetta's now at my house.
Yes, I am.
And she is. She's standing by. She's using the super fancy technology available at the house for
the hard line.
The hard line.
Yeah.
For this, it's very impressive. And I had no candy, so she's improvised.
What do you mean improvised? How do you improvise around candy?
Rice Krispie treats, cereal, what?
Are you guys interested in hearing from me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, so I got some lemons, limes.
Kaz, listen to that. See what she just did right there? She was like, excuse
she
me.
She scolded us.
Excuse me. Hey, this is my turn now.
Back off, honest, everybody.
To be honest, I didn't know if my mic was on, so that's why I said it like
floor.
That.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, I got some lemons, some limes. I got some baby carrots.
Uh-huh.
I got some chocolate syrup, which I already asked a young girl who was dressed as cotton candy if she wanted some chocolate syrup. She said yes, and I didn't know how to give it to her, so I just put some in her hand and she licked it.
That's what you did to my neighbor's kids.
You're getting egged.
You totally
are. I'm getting egged.
You're getting egged. They made toilet paper egg. They're going to. Carrots?
Kaz, I'll be lucky if I don't get sued.
They loved the carrots. They were down
they
for
did?
The carrots. Yeah. But then I got to talk about your refrigerator. It just started screaming like an alarm system. Mm-hmm. And I thought like I broke something. I really don't know what was wrong.
I have
with
a
it.
Very 21st century refrigerator.
It's a smart fridge.
I went through everything. You have like frozen like chicken stock in the freezer. You also have frozen lemon peels. Or no, mm-hmm. Lemon peels for what, martinis in the freezer?
Yes.
Yes. Great guess.
Right. That's about right.
That's called chasing and fade.
Yeah. I get home, I cook, I make myself a martini, and I'm all automated. I'm like George Jetson. Everything is automated.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, you drop this in there and it goes this
press
and it
goes buttons
that. Yeah.
And it all just kind of
that would
together.
Be you know what you should do, you should give away the frozen pucks of chicken stock to the kids.
That's awesome, actually. They can throw it at each other. I mean, that is cool.
So, yeah,
we can do like a
popular Black
Hawks thing where they try to get it into a certain section.
Yes.
Give away something
it's
in
like
there.
A, they're like hockey pucks. They've got frozen mm-hmm. chicken stock and hockey pucks.
Check that out.
You should go into his t-shirt drawer and just like wrap them up like they do at the games and start throwing them into the crowd of the trick-or-treaters and
have
them jump
hats?
For it.
I mean,
I don't think anyone even realized someone lived here. I'm like, hey, guys, you want to come over here, trick-or-treat? And then, you know, they're really excited and then they see what I'm offering them. I'm also, I couldn't find a bowl, so I put in like a macaroni strainer. What are those things called?
Colander.
Colander, yeah.
Yeah, and a colander, yeah.
A macaroni strainer.
It's one of the top chefs in America, apparently. Right?
I spent a lot of time cooking, Kaz. You know,
no, I know you do, but I was a little worried about what she's doing. Because
now it's funny because she grew up in a restaurant family and has worked in the kitchen for her life, and she still doesn't know what that is. That isn't that the damnedest thing.
That
I don't, Mom.
What is that?
What do you do with this?
What is that thing?
So it's been pretty fun so far. I haven't had a chance to snoop through or anything, though, because I've been busy.
Oh, good. Good. I'm really... This was the worst idea I've ever agreed to.
This is a lot of trust on your part, by the way.
Yeah, this is really a mistake.
Well, he didn't send me by myself. He sent me with the producer.
Right. And that producer...
And you trust both together on this?
I gave the producer a stun gun, and I said, if she tries if she goes anywhere near anything, just, you know, just take her
down.
Just
let it go.
Yeah, just take her down. And then...
There we go.
You getting a lot of trick-or-treaters, though? I mean...
Yeah, there's a couple of people. Like I said, there was a princess already. There was cotton candy, which was, I think, the most unique costume I've seen so far. Uh-huh. And then there was this kid. Before I saw any kids, I kind of came outside to see, you know, where everyone was. I saw a dad with, like, a little ninja. And I'm like, hey, are you guys going trick-or-treating? Have you gone already? And he's like, I mean, we have candy if you want some. I'm like, no, I'm wondering if you're coming over here... And knocking on the door for something.
Did they try to offer you cotton candy?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, did they offer you the candy, like the Halloween candy?
Should have taken it.
Well, she does. She sometimes looks like a 10-year-old, and she acts like an 8-year-old, even though she's, you know, well past twice that age, we think.
We think, yes.
We're not sure. We haven't seen your driver's
license. Where's the liquor cabinet?
I'm worried for you, Rob. That'll be the next thing.
That'll be the next thing. She's going to hand out shots to the kids as they're going by.
Hey, kid, have a little shot.
Give them a little peppermint
Bears
patty
games
with that.
Coming up.
Peppermint schnapps. Everybody have peppermint schnapps, kid?
Take the chocolate syrup, put it with the schnapps, and you shake your head. It's delicious.
I'm very worried.
Oh, my God.
You're not going to be popular in your little community.
Popular? I mean, I just don't, because kids are going to love you, maybe.
But the parents will come over and they'll talk to you.
Oh, this is a mistake.
When the young child said it was okay to put chocolate syrup in her hand, I was like, where's your mom? I need to talk to her.
At least you're not like doing shooters in their mouth, right? Like in a Acapulco bar. Blowing a whistle in their ear while you're doing it. At least that was something. All right. Can you go back out and do whatever it is you have to go do? I don't even know what's safer, to keep her here on the radio or to put her out back in front of my house.
And chocolate. Yeah. I thought she was putting them together, personally.
She might have been. All right. Hold on. Do you have the traffic? Can you do the traffic?
Yes, I can.
Why don't you do that, and then we'll talk to Kaz about tonight's... mauling of the Bears by the Vikings.
Yikes.
Yeah. You think the Vikings were tough on Iceland? You should see what they're going to do to the Bears. Len Kozlowski's here.
Thank God he's here.
Maybe he can explain
what's going on.
Halloween.
Yeah. It's been one of those days. And
you look good though. You've kept it together.
Yeah, it's going great. I'd forgotten. I swear to God, this morning. I mean, I forgot it was Halloween, but then I forgot that the Bears were playing today. I mean, that's like I saw a story this morning in the Tribune, and I'm like, oh, why are they talking about the Bears? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right, the Bears are playing. I mean, how crazy is that? That the Bears become like the sixth story. Right now, people are more interested. Did the Chicago Fire just trade a goalie? I mean, it's like, does anybody know what's going on with this team? Nobody cares.
When the Fire nudges you, it's a tough day.
Yes, it is. We saw a lot of Vikings, people wearing Vikings stuff walking up and down Michigan Avenue. Didn't see a lot of Bears stuff, though, Kaz.
No, they're all in Cleveland right now, I'd imagine, right, trying to get tickets there.
Now, you said something quite controversial. Just a moment ago to
probably
me.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, but you think the Bears have a chance tonight?
I do. I look at this, and you and I were talking about it. It looks so good for the Vikings that it makes sense that the Bears will win the game. Jay Cutler's back. You have Alshon, no-show Jeffrey. That really, if you think about it, both these guys, what are they doing? They're auditioning for their next employer potentially, right?
Right.
So they're going to go off. The one thing that Cutler can do, throw a jump ball to Jeffrey, and he can actually catch those. So why not the Bears?
It's funny you're saying that because there's the news about the outside consultant being hired to take a look at this team. It's never good at this stage, I would think, of the game. But, you know, everything is up for review is what they were saying. Do you think it's right to be thinking at this point of blowing up this team entirely in the offseason? Is that the move?
Yes, I do. Yes, I think you can't be much worse at 1-6. Although Cutler has been injured. I think you'll see a different team tonight. And even though they're banged up everywhere, I do think they'll compete. Minnesota, they play great defense, but they've been scoring most of their points on defense. And we all have watched football long enough to know that eventually your defense doesn't score points for you anymore. And their offense is real average at best.
So Minnesota is giving away, for the betters, 5 points with 67% of the nation right now betting on the Vikings. Generally, when you get to about 70%, that's when you go the other way.
You're almost there.
Yeah.
It's almost time, isn't it?
I know.
It?
It's like almost time to take the Bears.
You're
twitching.
It, right,
your hands are twitching. And you're thinking, I'm going to tell you, this will be one of those games where we'll look back and go, wow. You know, it just sets up well. I know the Vikings lost last week, but they lost and they looked bad while they were losing. And they looked bad because they couldn't protect their quarterback.
Cause you have me believing now. That's how crazy this is. Yeah.
Well, I'm just telling
you. The Bears' defense is not terrible.
Right. They'll get pressure, and the two tackles that the Vikings have are new guys that have struggled, especially last week. And it's not like you're going to shore it up in a week. They're going to still be struggling. So I like the Bears tonight. It's goofy to even think that that's possible, but it is Halloween. You didn't have candy, and you're passing out little carrot sticks for crying out
loud. Actually, Violetta's passing it, and she's actually shooting chocolate syrup down kids' throats right now in front of my house.
Then the shots are next.
Yeah, it's good. This whole I'm going to get sued, people. Kaz, we'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock.
You got it. Thank you.